Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Yo! Welcome back into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. It's much appreciated. Hope that you are well. I'm really well. I'm good. I just went for a nice restorative trip to Montreal. And the reason I say it is restorative because I really like going to Montreal. I'm so happy like I found it. It's just a great place. This is going to sound like the Board of Tourism of Montreal. like they paid me to do this. They should, though, for real. For real, for real, if you're listening, Board of Tourism. But I really like it. It's one of those things. I know I've talked about Montreal before on previous pods. So this is my fourth time going to Montreal. No, third, because I got sick last year and I couldn't go. But basically, my parents went to Montreal in Quebec City, I don't know, 25 years ago. And they were like, Lawrence, you love it. You should go. And it's been one of those things where I've just been putting it off for forever. Then when COVID hit and we had those crazy restrictions about getting into Canada, I was like, man, I don't want anything bad to happen to me and me never having been to Montreal. So once they lifted, I made it as soon as they lifted the restrictions. Like, I think the restrictions were lifted in July of 21. I was like, I'm going. So I went and I had a wonderful time. Now, it was different back then because not a lot of people were traveling still. People were being very careful, as they should be. And I got up there and it was probably the safest that I felt during COVID, like the entire time that it was a major daily factor. I didn't feel more safe than I did in Montreal. Montreal is an interesting place. Like, it's, I've never been to Europe, though that's on my list of things to do soon. I've never been over there, but from the way that everyone describes Europe to me, I feel like they can get that in Montreal and in Quebec City. I really do. So when I say this, Montreal to me is everything that I like and love about Chicago, New York, and New Orleans. Now, I don't really mess with New York too tough. Like, my brother he loves being in New York, and I was joking with him when I got back that Montreal is my New York. It's a place I love to go. I love to get lost there. I love to walk there. That's one of my favorite things to do, is to just walk around. Now, obviously, when you're on vacation, you don't have to worry about the day-to-day grind of working. A city feels differently. Like, you need a city to work differently if you're working in it. This past time, I stayed by Concordia University. And it's, you know, two train stops from McGill. It's a couple train stops away from Old Montreal. I liked it. I didn't like Crescent Street is kind of like the, I don't know, like Rush Street of Montreal. It that felt a little douchey to me, and I was right there in it, but I didn't spend hardly any time there because the other neighborhoods in Montreal are so amazing, and they were close, you know. So their transit system is so great, and now I've got it figured out. Like, I know how to hop trains and make it to different lines and all of that stuff to get to where it is that I want to go. But traveling tip number one, if going to Montreal, highly recommend this. I put this out on Instagram, so I figured I should share with people who listen to House of L. They have their version of a Ventra card. It's $18 for 3 days. Now, I was only staying 3 days, so it was perfect for me. But for 3 days, you have unlimited rides everywhere. Trains, buses, the whole shebang. And the train lines will pretty much put you wherever it is that you want to go. And it's cool. Like, there's still a little construction going on in Old Montreal, but you can get around it pretty easily. The city, I think, is fairly easy to navigate. The pier is amazing, but get the three-day card, $18, unlimited. The architecture of the train stations is also amazing. They care quite a bit about their metro, like the design of it. This is another thing, and I haven't been, like I said, I haven't been to Europe. Their trains have rubber wheels on them. Now, this might just have been because I was in a good mood, but I felt like I was getting a smoother ride with the actual tires being on the train tracks. But yeah, in and out, like able to jump in and out and walk around. I love Rue Saint Laurent. Strangely enough, walking up there into Little Portugal, it's such, like, the vibe is crazy. Like, there, the mural game in Montreal goes bananas. So many great, like, pieces of art that are available for you to just walk around. Like, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And I spent all of Friday just walking up and down Saint Laurent, taking pictures, like looking around. Schwartz's Deli is on Saint Laurent. Like, if you, I'm not a, that place has never appealed to me, but it's right there for you. And it's, that place is right around the corner from the Jackie Robinson mural. So if you want to go get yourself a great sandwich and look at incredible art, like everything about, like, the vibe at city is just, I don't know. It's hard to explain. I do feel more comfortable, and granted, this is me. I feel more comfortable in cities than like resorts. I feel more comfortable exploring than I do lounging. Like, lounging for me is, I watched the Cubs and the White Sox, like, because I've been walking all day. So it was cool to, like, just sit on the couch and watch a couple games. They do have to get, I have to figure out how to be able to watch stuff that isn't baseball. Like, the Major League Baseball app is strong in Canada. I loved that. I did a trip 2 years ago up there, and I took the train from Montreal to Quebec City. I highly recommend that too, People will tell you to drive. Don't. Take the train. Take the train. It's super easy. It's comfortable. The way you're treated on the train is also amazing. And Quebec City is gorgeous. I don't know if I ever have to go there again. Maybe I should give it another chance. I'd like to get better at speaking French before I go back there. I'm not very good at it at all. I did order a couple times in French, and that was cool. But in Montreal, almost everyone speaks English. And it is fun to see the code switch between French, English, Portuguese, Spanish, depending on where you're at. Also, I forgot the traveler's tip number two. People are asking me, like, what was the best thing that you ate? And every meal that I had there was incredible. There's a pizza place. Like, I guess it's a chain in Montreal, specifically called Slice in a Soda. It's New York style, but I think elevated. Great pizza there. Great vibe in there in old Montreal. I haven't been to, there's one in the Mont Royal neighborhood. I tried to say that right. I think that was okay. But the one in old Montreal is dope, and I think it's on Rue St. Paul, and it's right behind, it's right behind, it's like a block away from Notre Dame, which is, seems like it's under construction. Every time I've been to Montreal, that place has been under construction. Whatever. So yeah, there's that. The most intriguing thing, like the best meal I have is a place called, I think it's called Modive. But I go there every time and eat, and it's delicious. And I threw a bunch of those up on Instagram. You know what? I'll companion piece this. I'll put a post instead of on stories. I'll put a post of Montreal up so you can see all the pictures after you check out this episode. But you know how everyone goes crazy? Oh, you got to get poutine. You got to get poutine when you're in Montreal. Yeah, like I've had poutine and it's great. And there are also great places here where you can get, in Chicago, where you can get poutine. So I guess I'm over that, like, tourism thing. And I'm sure the people in Montreal are like, yeah, it's kind of like the deep dish pizza thing in Chicago. But I saw something where I was like, yeah, I'm getting that. The South Asian influence in cuisine in Montreal is huge. There was an incredible, like, where I was by Concordia, I went exploring into a neighborhood that I'd never gone before because I wanted to try like a local bagel shop and see how different it was from St. Viator. And the smells, oh my God. Like, it just take, you're like, oh my, that. So great Lebanese food there. Great Turkish food there. Like all the different places. This is what got me. There's not a lot where I'm like, I'm going to walk into that place and eat that thing. But this thing got me. Butter chicken poutine. That was my vibe and my steez. That was so good that I was like, man, I really, really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed trying something that was out of pocket and something I wouldn't ordinarily get. And it was phenomenal. So if you're in Montreal and you're like, man, I gotta go get poutine, get the butter chicken poutine. I promise you, you will love it. Okay? So, look, just Google places that are close to you. A couple places, do it and do it really well. And I promise you will love it. So, the other thing about Montreal that, like, the getting around part to me, I was talking with Studs. It's so funny. Like, on my way out of Chicago, I ran into Marshall Harris because he was at Block 37 or something. And then I ran into Studs, Adam Studzinski, because he was on his way home. I was taking the blue line to O'Hare, and he was taking the blue line home. So we were talking, and, you know, the Block 37 blue line experience is pretty great. And public transportation in Chicago is also can get you kind of wherever it is that you want to go, unless you want to go far south. But that's another discussion for another day. But I was saying to him, like, how clean it was and how easy it is. And so the Mont Royal metro stop, I took a picture of it and sent it to him. And I was like, this is what I meant. Like, as soon as you step out of the Mont Royal metro stop, there's a farmer's market and they're selling flowers. And it's not like one person. It's like a huge looking encampment. And he texted me back. He was like, that's fancy as fuck. I'm like, yes, it is. Mont Royal Park, too, is another place that I think a lot of tourists go, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't go. You should definitely go. It's beautiful. It's scenic. It kind of, the city rises to Mont Royal and the park, and then you can kind of look down on the rest of the city from that vantage point, leading to the St. Lawrence River. It's otherworldly.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Okay, so I have a couple more travel tips for you. We talked a little bit about the train. It was cool. There was some sort of hockey event that was going on in Montreal at the Bell Center. So I ran into that a couple times. It was cool seeing, like, hockey folks out there. That's a big deal, like being able to navigate a city on foot. And I often have to remind myself that navigating Chicago on foot is really cool too. So I am going to try and do more of that upon my return. Like, the walking part, it's funny because I have friends who spend time in Europe. They eat in Europe, like they eat bread in Europe, and they're like, this bread is different. And it is. The other thing, though, that I think keeps people more fit and feeling better is the amount of walking that you do. I averaged 17,000 steps a day the 3 days that I was there. I had one day, it was like 22,000 steps. So you're doing all this walking, which helps digestion and all of that stuff. The food is better. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, the food is better. the bread is, it feels, you don't feel weighed down. And two slices of pizza on Saturday and then some ice cream. And I felt great after that. Cause I ended up walking another 2 miles or whatever to get back to where I was staying at. But you can't, like, it's one of those places where if you want to duck into a spot to grab something to eat real quick, you should, because you're probably going to walk it off. The ice cream was great. I tried a lavender honey ice cream. It wasn't for me, but I wanted to try it. So they like let me have a like a spoonful of it. And it wasn't for me, but it was still delicious. Like everything there tastes, there's a freshness to it that you don't always get in the States. Chicago is one of the places where I think you still can get really good, fresh, homemade type stuff, depending on the restaurants that you go to. But yeah, that's what's up. You're gonna, there's a lot of cobblestone in old Montreal, so be prepared for it. I saw, and it made me so angry, I saw Americans complaining about the cobblestone in old Montreal, and I almost flipped my shit. It's old Montreal. What did, it's one of the oldest cities in North America. What did you think was going? So that made me, I was frustrated, but walking around in heels, not a great idea. And I get that this is definitely like ableist, like everything that I've said about, although I found that even if you, if you're not as able, you can get around on the metro. The only thing is that it's such a hilly city that you have to really plan it out. Like I would say probably stay in the old part of the city because it's less hilly, because it's closer to the water. I didn't get a chance this time to go on a boat cruise. And it's funny because that was kind of initially my plan. I was going to cruise the St. Lawrence River, see Montreal from a different perspective. Maybe that'll be the next time that I go. I'll do that. But yeah, wear comfortable shoes. Like, don't try to, unless you got it like that, if you want to come there dressed to impress, you can. You will notice there is a difference in style. A lot of stuff is European, like even what I was saying earlier about the trains, like that's a very European thing to have the rubber tires on the train tracks. And Montreal and Quebec in particular, and I don't want to get too into the weeds on politics in Quebec, but Quebec in particular in Canada takes a lot of cues from Europe versus the United States, even though it's very close. That's another thing. I talk to people about Montreal and they're like, man, that you went to a whole other country. I'm like, dude, Montreal is 90 minutes away. It's a 90-minute flight from O'Hare. Their airport is great, by the way. This is the, another travel tip for you. This is the best thing that I did while I was in Canada. All right, I ate a lot. I walked a lot. I got around the city. I bought a cool hat, all that stuff. Being able, I went through customs to come back, okay? So I got up early Sunday morning. I'm at the airport. The way that Montreal works, I can't remember. I drove to Toronto. I didn't fly. I drove from Buffalo to Toronto to cover a Bears game. So I don't have any frame of reference on the Toronto airport. But in the Montreal airport, they pretty much just say, hey, Americans, go over here. Like, I got into the Uber and dude was like, so you're going back to the United States? I'm like, yep. He's like, oh, okay. He dropped me off. Right, it's just a whole, they cater to Americans. And like, hey, dumb Americans, just go over there. Just go over there. So shout out to our government. I never thought I'd say that on this podcast. For making it very easy for Americans to get back into the United States from the Montreal airport. They got a whole wing. There's a whole wing that's just us. Just go over there. So I'm in line at customs. And the guy at customs says, hey, do you want to get global entry? And I was like, yeah, I've been trying to get global entry for a while. Like, I started an application, but I never, like, I was supposed to get an interview at O'Hare, but, you know, O'Hare is a nightmare to get to. And he goes, you could just walk over there and get your interview. He's like, your flight's not for a couple hours. I was like, yeah. So I went over and I finished my application for global entry. It took 5 minutes. So this is a big deal. If you go to Montreal and you want global entry, if you don't already have it, meaning you can skip some lines and stuff when you're coming back internationally, except from Canada. Canada has a thing called Nexus, so I'll probably apply for that too. But it was really like they interviewed me, they did the fingerprint thing, and they were like, okay, you're asking me a couple questions. It took 10 minutes. And that was 10 minutes better spent than me just walking around inside the airport. I actually got something done, something I've been trying to do for years, which will make it easier for me to travel internationally. So if you go to Montreal, don't leave Montreal without getting your global entry interview. It's right there at customs. Then some cool stuff did happen once I got into the terminal to go back to the United States. They have video games. They have a Miss Pac-Man Galaga mashup game, like the arcade version. And then they have one of those games that has like 30 games on it. And it's free play. You don't have to worry about coins or Apple Pay or anything like that. You can just play it whenever you want. That was super cool and a good use of my time while I was waiting to get back on the plane. And it's super easy. I highly recommend it. There's, you know how I feel about Phoenix. Like, Phoenix, it is, for all intent and purpose, second home. But Montreal is moving up the power rankings. Like, it's legit a place, and I'm motivated now to really try to get on learning French and learning Spanish. Like, I know enough to survive, and I know that because I have navigated my way out of trouble in Nicaragua, Costa Rica, and the Miami airport in Spanish. I'd like to be able to do that in French, so I'm going to work on that. Like, that's something that I have promised myself that I'm going to do. But it is a magnificent city with incredible food, incredible people, incredible shopping. There's one complaint. I have one complaint. People do stand a little close to you. That's something that I think as Americans, we do very well, of like respecting personal space. But if you can get over that, and I got over that, it's cool. Do not go in the winter. Do not go to Montreal in the winter. It will make you angry. Their weather is worse than ours because they get more snow. But their air quality, I know it's a weird thing to talk about, but their air quality is insane. As you're listening to this, I want you to pick up your phone and go to the weather app. And then on the weather app, look to see what the air is. Like, I'll do it right now for you, okay? Chicago's air quality is actually not terrible. Today, it's actually really good, 34. So it's in the green. Like, good breathable air. Now I'm going to switch to Montreal. Montreal's air quality today is 3. It's in the blue. It's not even in the green. It's in the blue. And you can feel it. Like, when you're inhaling, you're like, God, this feels fresh. I'm getting that good oxygen up here. Years from now, if you guys are like, hey, where'd Lawrence go? Whatever happened to him? I'm probably in Montreal in the spring and summer, in Phoenix in the winter, and then kind of jumping back here whenever I can. Do not go in the winter. It's a very different experience in the winter. A frustrating one that you won't like. But there's also an underground city in Montreal for the winter months. So if you're not scared, you could do that. But why would you do that? Don't do that. There are other better places to go in the winter in Canada than Montreal. Like actual ski towns and stuff. Go to Ban, you know, like Banff. I say Ban. Banff. Go to Banff. Don't go to, Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I got to get to Vancouver because my peeps in Vancouver are tripping. And they're like, we're really sick of you posting stuff from Montreal and Toronto and Quebec City. When are you going to come west? So that's probably next on my list of Canadian places to go. But I hope you got something out of my travel log. Thanks so much for listening to the pod. It's much appreciated. Go to Montreal. Go this summer. I'm telling you, just go. It's super easy. Super easy. And if you live close to O'Hare, there is no reason why you shouldn't spend a weekend in Montreal. I'm telling you. Trust your boy. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.